following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. You'll save about 10 bucks. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
A helping hand is sometimes all we need. So we stick together, close like family. You and me, we can make the world shine bright with love. Get 10% off major appliances like refrigerators, washers, and dryers.
Prep for Memorial Day weekend at Lowe's with store-wide savings. Get 10% off major appliances $399 and above. Lowe's, never stop improving. Valid through 5/22. Some exclusions apply.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the program today. Coming up, we're going to recap the state track meet, which we saw champions over the weekend, Kearney Catholic and Kearney High, girls, boys, team champions, Holdridge and Arapahoe were girls runners-up. Ord Boys was a runner-up out of the Lou Platt Conference, so congratulations to all those teams and individuals. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to preview the state golf tournament. Head coach at Gibbon, Paul Reinertsen, is going to join us. They are the overwhelming favorite this year in Class C. You got two kids that are consistently shooting under par. That's hard to find at any level of golf. So Paul Reinertsen, then we'll be talking with Dwayne Schmidt at Kearney Catholic. Later on in the program, Roger Matheson of Kearney High will join us as well. Jimmy Langan in as the co-host today. How are you, buddy?
Hey, real good. How about you?
Well, you know, I was okay. But it's finally got to me, and it's only May. If you're in Kearney, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If you have traveled through Kearney, you're going to know what I'm talking about. But if you're outside of Kearney, if you're living in Hastings, haven't been over here in a while, you won't know what I'm talking about. But you know how construction is. It's Peter Griffin grind my gears time. Okay, so every day I have to come to work, and I'm just gonna start getting off of Central. That's all there is to it. That's where the construction is, and they're doing a great job and all that. People. You're coming down 25th and 2nd. You're getting to the corner here where we've got Walgreens and Qdoba, that corner. You're going south. You don't have to be turning left to get into the left lane, which is crucial during school hours, rush hour at 5 o'clock, rush hour in Kearney. But, I mean, the traffic is so backed up. I'm just saying, if you're going south, you can get in that left lane so that the right lane going south is not blocked up. Backed up for four city blocks. You don't have to be turning left. You can still go forward because numerous times you can stand there and go, there's one car, they're backed up four blocks, and nobody's getting over. There you go. That's what grinds my gears this morning.
You're impatient about that. That bothers you in Kearney.
Oh, I'm impatient about a lot of things. I haven't got that calmness about me that you have.
Well, I don't, you know, I taught driver's ed for a few years, and we made a mistake or two when we were driving in that car, you know.
Never got a horn, did you?
Yeah, got that, a couple other things, too, yes.
Well, you know, we've got a lot to talk about on the program today, but as we like to do, as we like to do from time to time, we revisit what happened on previous shows. And let's go back to Friday. All right, Chino Bucola, TVG Network. I think we talked about almost every horse, and I told Jimmy during the break, some reason, I thought maybe last time, maybe this time, maybe in the Belmont if he runs, I just think Oxbow somehow finds a way to hit the board. That's going to be one of the horses that, Jimmy, when we put our ticket in, I'm going to use him a little bit.
Luna, the far outside. Oxbow down to the 16th pole in front. That's my lucky day to the outside. Tries to catch him late, but it's Oxbow and Gary Stevens go win the Preakness.
So what are we going to get with all the money we made?
I'll be real honest with you, Doug. I did take a bet down for you, but unfortunately,
it was the wrong one as usual.
The nine horse killed us both.
Oh, yeah.
We were all over that thing.
It's my lucky day. My buddy James, he was on that one.
I had a 6-5 exacta so many times, I'd still be cashing it in right now.
Well, here's the deal. I'm sure I was close on my Powerball ticket, too. So, you know, what do you get for that? Yeah, that's what you get for that. We have got a whole great show planned for you today, folks, so let's get after it. We'll recap state track in just a little bit, but Coach Paul Reinertsen has some time for us right now at Gibbon because they actually still have to go to school before the state tournament tomorrow. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with me on the show today. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm fine.
Well, it looks like all you got to do is put up certain events, and the weather changes a little bit. But the kids are ready for that. And congratulations on a great season. Let's just start with what everybody's talking about. That Gibbon is the prohibitive favorite in the Class C field this week. How do you embrace that? Yet tell your young high school kids that you still got to hit every shot.
Well, you know, we're anxious to get down there and play. We've had a good season. Had a veteran group coming into this year, so our expectations were pretty high. And they've kind of handled it well so far. We've played pretty consistent. I think our worst score this year is 319, been as low as 296. So I like the consistency. I think some folks have kind of made us a favorite, but if you've been around golf enough, there's not really such a thing as a favorite. In basketball, a dominant team might win 80-90% of the games. But in golf, I think Tiger's probably the most dominant player. He's like 25%. So, we're going to enjoy the experience, I think. And I think our guys are ready and looking forward to it. Hopefully we play well.
Hey, Paul, what score do you think it's going to take to win that thing? Or what number are you looking at?
Well, I don't know really what a score would take. The conditions can change. If you had a perfect day and the greens are rolling at a nice, comfortable speed, I think you got to be under 310 probably. Or if you get under 310, you're probably going to be right there on both days. If the weather changes a little bit, it looks like it's going to be a little bit cooler. You get a north wind. Some courses play a little different than a north wind. If the greens aren't rolling very good, if they're bumpy, might be more 315, 317, something like that. But really, I don't really look for a certain score. You just try to play each shot the best that you can.
Paul Reinertsen with us, Gibbon golf coach. Let's talk about the teams that may be giving you a run. Who do you think are going to be the teams that are challenging you guys?
I think there's like 13 others. I think all 13 of them probably.
Come on.
No, I've had that question asked quite a bit, and I have not even looked to see the other teams that have. It probably sounds crazy. I probably made a mistake, but I have not even looked to see who the other teams are actually in the field. I had pretty much everybody back from last year, and we knew we had a decent group, and I'm just hoping that we'd play well, get our games in shape, and we're doing that. And so I really haven't looked, but I all 13 teams to me probably on a given day probably can knock us off. But our focus right now is just on our guys, and we've got a game plan that we're going to try to how we're going to play the course, and we're just trying to do that the best that we can.
It's at Highlands Golf Course Tuesday and Wednesday. Action gets underway both mornings at 9:30, kind of from worst district scores to the top district scores. And obviously, Riley has that with a 69. Both of his brothers have won individual state championships. You guys as a team won it all in 2007. Yet Riley has come up short to Mitchell Clues the last 2 years. And any athlete, that's probably going to stick in the craw a little bit. How is he approaching this week?
Well, he's excited. I think number one goal is to be the team champion. That's our goal, is to play well, to try to do that. And if the individual comes along, that's great. I think his older brothers probably rib him a little bit that they got something he doesn't. But he's taken it pretty well. I'm sure he would like to win the individual, but the first priority is just to play well. You know, in this game, you can't play any defense on anybody else. You know, you could drive, you know, Jim, you probably know you could drive a ball straight down the fairway and you walk out and your ball's in a divot. Somebody else could hit one off a tree and knock it out the fairway. And so there's a lot of things you can't control. Hopefully, if Riley plays well, he'll be right there at the end on the individual. But more importantly, we're hoping to be there at the end on the team championship.
Yeah, Paul, 16 years ago, I think it was, we won one, and they at the course, it was raining both days, and we had to play the ball down. And right across, they were playing Class A, and B were playing right across about 6 miles, and had the same weather, and they let them pick and clean. So, yeah, you're right about the scores and what could happen. Tell us about the other kids on your golf team.
Well, our other players, Ryan Milks is playing in my two spots, and Ryan's been a really solid player this year. He's been a good player the first 2 years, but he's kind of stepped it up a notch. The thing I like about Ryan, he's very consistent, makes a lot of pars, keeps his ball in play. He's got a nice demeanor. He kind of gets it on autopilot and strings a lot of pars together, which is what you like. And our third player will be Bennett Steele. Bennett's a senior this year. He's improved greatly, I think, over the last couple of years. He's added some length to his game, and I think that's really helped him. He's just hitting shorter clubs into the greens. And senior Brett Benfell would be our next one. And Brett is a solid player. His work ethic and his attitude is really good. And I'm expecting Brett to have a good state term. I know he wants to play well here in this last meet. And then I've got a freshman, Corbin Hines, has kind of stepped in for us this year. He's kind of earned that fifth spot. I had about three or four guys fight for that spot, and he's kind of earned that spot. And Corbin just doesn't have a lot of meet experience, but now he's got a chance to play about five meets, I think, or six meets so far this year. And so he's gotten a little bit. And I think once Corbin kind of gets comfortable with the nerves that you feel in golf, I think he's going to be a fine player for us.
You guys got a chance to go down and play the course yesterday. How much have you been able to take the team down to Lincoln, and how's the layout of the course fit your team?
Well, we actually did an overnight trip this year. I thought we'd maybe kind of simulate a little bit what state was going to be like. So we went down and played Friday and then stayed overnight and played Saturday. You know, the course is it's a little more open. There's a few places you can't miss it, but it's probably a little bit more open than maybe, say, Kearney Country Club or Metal Arc. There's some mounding around the greens that if you do miss a green, you may have some awkward pitches to the green. So I think a person's short game is going to be tested. And there's enough slope on the greens that if you're not on the right tier, you're probably going to have a difficult two-putt. So you're going to have to hit your irons well and place the ball in the greens correctly. But as far as overall course, it's probably a little bit longer maybe than Metal Arc and Kearney Country Club. I think that suits us. We've got some guys that hit the ball a pretty good distance, so I think that actually may be a plus for us. On the other side, I would like maybe see it be a little bit tighter. I think we've got some guys that are pretty accurate with their driver, but this one's a little bit more open. But overall, it should be a pretty good course, I think.
Both of you, Jimmy here, Lang, and my co-host today, and Paul have won state championships with their golf teams, and you guys have been there consistently now, Paul, for quite a few years. I'm interested. You can't really coach a team when they're on the course. You can say something to them at the turn, but what do you do Tuesday and Wednesday? Who do you watch, or do you just wait to see them come in? What do you do during the state tournament?
Well, I'm more of a spectator actually during the state tournament. You do a lot of your coaching prior to it, starting from day one. There's a certain mindset that we've tried to get our players to adapt to and try to control the things that you can control. And so I'm going to be kind of a spectator cheerleader on the actual day. But usually there's certain players that like you to watch. And there are certain players that you kind of got to give them some space. They prefer to kind of be on their own. You might just give them a little pep talk every once in a while. And so I've kind of figured out which guys like me to be around, which guys to give them some space. And so I'm going to be just friends out there. I'm going to be a cheerleader and a spectator and pulling for them.
Yeah, Paul, seems to me like in the state meet, the one thing, your 4 and 5 men, they have got to be able to just settle down. Because, you know, if their scores go way high, it just kills you. You know, so I think if, when you're the prohibitive favorite, you know, just to relax your 4 and 5 guys and say, hey, an 8 on a scorecard's not bad. Don't worry about it. Hey, come back, get a couple 4s, and, you know, because we might need that score, you know. So it'll be interesting to see, though, because a lot of times if you're 1 and 2 shoot real well, they can carry you too.
Well, you're right. I think your 1 and 2s you feel are pretty consistent. And our guys, actually, I've got 4 guys. My top 4 guys have all played at least their 3rd year, I think, state tournament for some of them, or 4th year, excuse me. And so we've got a lot of experience. But, you know, I expect them to play well. I know they're going to be nervous. You know, that's just part of the athletics, being nervous. But I think hopefully the experience they've gained the last few years will help them settle down a little bit. But you're right in the fact that, you know, one guy maybe has a tough day, and that can really cost you. You know, in regular season, we won comfortably as far as margin of victory, but state's going to be closer, and you really got everybody kind of play closer scoring average. But, you know, the last thing I usually tell our guys is, you know, a lot of times you think you have to play great in a big game, and you really don't. You just have to kind of play steady. And that's kind of our game plan, is to just kind of be steady. You don't have to take any unnecessary chances. And, you know, a bogey's not going to kill you. It's when you make the big numbers and you back it up with a couple other big numbers that usually gets you in trouble. But I expect our guys to compete well and to manage their games well.
Did you want me to show them some of my scorecards, Paul, just to kind of illustrate that point? Or?
Well, I think when I've looked at your scorecards, Doug, it looks like some mathematical geometry with those squares and triangles and all those things. So, no, I want to keep your card away from our guys.
Well, hey, congratulations on a great season. Hopefully we can do this again Thursday with a big trophy in hand.
Hey, that sounds great. Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, Paul, I've known you for a long time, and no one works harder with your kids than you do in golf. I mean, I'm being really honest about this. Paul has really gone out and has done a lot of things and competes and tries to do things. And, hey, sometimes it's nice when this happens. I know Alex Meyer won the discus, you know, and her dad was the UNK, you know, shot put and yeah, track coach, and she wins the thing. So, you know, sometimes that happens. So, hey, good job, Paul, and good luck to you.
Well, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. All right. See you guys.
Take care, Paul. Paul Reinertsen, Gibbon Golf Coach. They're trying to win another state championship. Won it in 2007 was the last time that they brought home the title, and weather has been a factor a couple times since then. Hopefully it won't be. You want to give the kids the best chance that they possibly can. We're going to talk more about the golf meet. Again, Class C is at Highlands and Lincoln. Class A is at Pioneers and Lincoln. Class B is at Grand Island's Jackrabbit Run. And Class D is at Meadowlark Hills here in Kearney. When we come back, it's track time. We'll talk with Dwayne Schmidt of Kearney Catholic. And just after 11:30, Roger Matheson of Kearney High, right after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We've got the parts you need at prices that put the brakes on your spending. Speaking of brakes, right now, get a $10 Amex Rewards card free by mail when you buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and 2 Wherever rotors. Then, complete the job with brake parts from quality brands like Cardone. All the brake parts you need, the price brakes you want. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details. Mail-in rebate void where prohibited.
Welcome to Burger Town. Can I help you?
Yeah. Give me a double chin, love handles, some back fat, and is it true? The Badonkadonk butt is back?
and bigger than ever.
Hook me up.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, celebrate the return of a big-time favorite, the tasty Subway Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken. Or try the chicken teriyaki with spinach, 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit subway.com for full nutritional information.
Your buds ditched you again this weekend. It's okay, buddy. Cheer up and head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is a great hangout on the weekends. So watch live entertainment, meet some new friends, and you know what? If you pick up your phone and text Hams Live to the number 90210, that's Hams Live, all one word, to 90210. Cunningham's will send you your first cover charge for free. Now go have some fun at Cunningham's, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times today, along with a few showers or thunderstorms around as well. Highs reach about 72 with a west wind staying breezy. With isolated showers tonight, we'll head back to a low of around 46. Right now, it's 63.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on today's program. Anytime you want to have a good time, kick back and enjoy your favorite beverage, watch your favorite sports, and maybe even have a little something to eat. The Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney is there for you. Don't forget, it's lunch specials every single day. And on Mondays, it's your steak sandwich with the choice of a side item. Only $6.99 for a steak sandwich. It is so good at the Chicken Coop. And of course, tonight, Monday night, you can get the old bowl fries and fries special every Monday night in Kearney at the Chicken Coop for only $5.99. Great food and drink specials every single night, along with the lunch specials every single day. And don't forget, their party room is available for any kind of get-together, a business meeting, a little family reunion, maybe a little wedding reception, or your friends are coming into town. You can reserve the party room as well at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, where again today's lunch special, steak sandwich with your choice of side item, only $6.99. Well, let's get back to the state track meet. It was very successful, as we had hoped for some of the area teams this weekend, and one of the state champions doing it in record fashion were the Kearney Catholic girls, and we are joined by the head coach, Dwayne Schmidt, as the Stars score 100 points this weekend. Coach, congratulations, and did you ever see 100 points as a possibility?
Well, no, and I wasn't even aware. I mean, that, I had no idea what the record was prior to the going into the meet, but it surely is pretty proud of it.
At what point were you ever, you're always, and most coaches are, walking back and forth, and got the stopwatch, you're trying to make sure everything's going well. Was it as smooth as you could have hoped this weekend?
Yes, it was. Well, you know, yeah, Saturday morning didn't start off very good. I locked my keys in my pickup as out in the parking lot. So, we didn't get off to a great start Saturday morning, but I was really nervous about the 4x1 relay. That was our first final event on Saturday, and we struggled a little bit with that this year. We returned to state champs, but struggled with it a little bit this year. We actually only ran it four times total with them four kids, but we were able to finish second, so real pleased with that. And then Bailey Sokolowski did a very nice job high jumping and gave us some extra points there, so we're real pleased with that.
Yeah, as long as you had the baton, might have had to borrow one if you locked it in the pickup, but as long as you had a baton for that 400-meter relay, that was key.
Yeah, definitely. And we'd switched throughout the year a little bit, and we had a couple different people on it, and we had a freshman girl that we moved to anchor. She was running third leg, and then we moved her to anchor so she wouldn't have to worry about handing off and just receiving it. What's nice is we ran a school record, ran a 50.61, most people thought that old Brannigan was on it, and our 100-meter champ wasn't on our 4x1 relay. So I'm pretty proud of the four girls that did run it. They, you know, Paige and Michaela ran it last year, first and second leg, and along with Callie Albrick, but we moved her from fourth to third this year and put the freshman in fourth. And so it was real nice to see him get the baton around, and then to finish second, that was the plus.
Well, obviously, as Coach Matheson always called them, the big hitters, you took more boys than you did girls, but your girls had so much experience with Kaylin Brannigan and Michaela Mestel and Paige Herbert, and they all had outstanding meets. If they weren't first, second, they were second, third in the long jump. They go first, second in the triple jump. As you said, they're on the relay. I mean, it was almost a perfect meet.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, to finish, well, okay, first and second in the 100, first, second in the 200, first, second triple jump. And you think about that, I mean, our toughest competition was ourselves and our teammates, you know, and that's the way it's been all year and at practice. And that's, I think it showed up at the state meet. But we had five championships, and we ended up with five runner-up places as well, plus a couple thirds. So, yeah, it was an outstanding meet once we got rolling. And after the 200, when we finished first and second, we knew we had to meet one. And old Paige and Michaela and the triple jump, they just were having a blast. And, I mean, they just looked outstanding. They were head and heels above everybody else while they were triple jumping. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, in the triple jump, I think Paige got second in the overall gold, and then you had Brannigan, who tied for first in the overall gold. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. You don't see that very often, but, yeah, they had the same exact times in the 100-meter hurdle. So, yeah, Kaylin obviously had a great day, you know, setting two meet records, Class C meet records in both hurdle races. But also she had, you know, she wasn't too far ahead of Michaela in the 100 and then Paige in the 200. They pushed each other, and it was certainly nice to see that.
So many times, I want to ask you about that too, because so many times, but it is so hard. Everybody says, well, break a state record. How good are they? Did they break the state record? Did they do this? Did they do that? Every time I watched a lot of track meets, whenever you're watching it, throughout the year, these kids, they kind of coast in the sprints and the hurdles. When they've got the lead, they don't want to do anything stupid. They don't want to pull anything, especially with the weather we had like this year. How many times would you say, or was it just even at state, Kaylin had to run all those events pretty tightly close together and wanted to win all four instead of trying to set records in all four? Where's the middle line there?
Well, I tell you what, they are big-time gamers. You know, Michaela Mestel, I mean, you know, she just knows what to do to get in the finals or to be where she wants to be. But when it comes down to the finals, she is a gamer, and Kaylin's a gamer, and Paige is a gamer, and they ain't going to let anybody beat them. And so, you know, throughout the year, I mean, especially like with Kaylin, most of the meets, of course, we had two or three of them canceled, but most of the meets, she just ran two events. So, you know, we didn't want to overuse her and wear her out or anything by the end of the year. We know what they can do. We know what they did last year. We know what they can do this year. So we didn't need to pound them into the ground every single meet this year. Therefore, we didn't win a lot of meets, but we were looking at the big picture. We're looking down the road at the state meet. And, you know, Paige and Michaela and the jumps. I mean, every meet we go to, they take three jumps in the preliminaries, and I shut them down. Wouldn't even let them jump in the finals. And at districts, it was like that. Paige went 38-10 at districts, and she wanted to keep going, and I said, no, you're done. I mean, we got other events, but I think that saved their legs, and they were just ready to go.
Finally, Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach. Yes, the girls did an outstanding job, and it's a mark that may stand for a long, long time. You did pick up a few points in the boys, and there were some other medalists. Anything else you wanted to mention?
You bet, yeah. And the boys, we're really proud of them, too. We took 12 boys, but I think every one of them set PRs, except for maybe our weight people. But, you know, Brian Hoosman finished fourth in 300 hurdles and was like a tenth of a second off our school record. And he had the second fastest time out of the preliminaries and ran in some great races. And our 4x8, you know, they ran, cut 20 seconds off of their best time and end up sixth, running 8:22. And that's despite my son's Mohawk haircut he surprised me with before the race. And, you know, Colin Muesch and Harrison Pierce both placed in the mile, both ran, or 2 miles, excuse me, ran their PRs, and they ran on the 4x8 relay along with Dane Schmidt and Zach Jackson. And then our 4x1 ran their fastest time all year and just missed from placing to finish ninth. But, you know, outstanding performance. A lot of them kids are coming back. I mean, we lose Brian Hoosman that scored for us. Otherwise, all of our boys that qualify for state will be coming back next year, and we're excited about that.
All right, Schmitty, congratulations on another job well done down there. And I guess one last – you can maybe put the bow on the present here, because I mentioned it on the sports today. This brings to the end the senior class of these ladies have had such outstanding careers, and all the coaches in all the sports have talked about that. But state track champion, state volleyball champion, state runner-up in basketball, and all the other sports they did well in. Tennis, they had two second places in the doubles this weekend. And they're not all seniors, but what a run these gals had.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous run. And
you know, practices, going to practices every day, it's competitive, and that's what makes it fun for all the coaches. And you know, there's young kids see that. They work hard. We've got, you know, despite losing Kaylin and Bailey in the track athlete seniors, but we got a lot of young kids, and we got a lot of eighth graders coming up that are very, very good, and they see the success, and it just keeps coming and coming and coming. They work very hard, so future looks bright, and we'll have to get after Peachy for not winning that basketball title and making it a sweep. So
he blamed you, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Dwayne, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, man.
I appreciate all your coverage all year. Thanks, Doug.
You bet. Dwayne Schmidt joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. That's quite a run. I don't care if you're girls, guys, when it was, what class you're in. You have that kind of success. That is very, very rare.
You know, Kearney Catholic, too, was as an official, they were easy to work. You know, they were, you know, when a lot of teams, they go out there, and if they have a lot of success, you know what I mean? Sometimes they're hard to work. You know, their expectations for the officials are, oh, God, come on, keep it up here. But very good, and enjoyed working them.
Hey, since you brought that up.
Oh, my.
Since you brought that
Why
up.
Why did I bring it up?
No, just a question. With the evolution of girls' sports, and even Coach Schmidt, he says how competitive his girls are. Have you seen that when you do girls basketball? Have you seen that change dramatically at all, or is it just you compare it to the boys now?
Oh no, I don't know if I really compare it to the boys at all. I mean, I think maybe sometimes the fan interest in the state of Nebraska. I mean, whether you go to a girls game or a boys game or the district or the state tournament or whatever you're doing, the fan base and how many people go to girls high school basketball games is a high number. I mean, it's a you know, people enjoy watching it and go and watch the game. I mean, if they're going to compare, you know, how many dunks there are, you know, into a high school girls game, or you know, if there's some things that change. They usually some girls maybe can't throw the ball at 85 feet to hit somebody on a thing. But other than that, they shoot the ball well. They can dribble it. They play good defense. They hustle. They do all the other things. Other than maybe those two things, you know, I'm talking about dunks, you know, and maybe throwing that 85-foot deep pass.
I just wondered if you got, like, more looks now than you used to.
Like from fans?
No, just from the players, because they're so competitive.
I think that I get a lot of looks from a lot of people. But I'll tell you this. In the summertime, mom and dads go to more girls' games than they do boys' games. And if they could back off a little bit on the referees, it would really be nice for all of us.
Jimmy Langan with me, Doug Duda, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with Roger Matheson at Kearney High right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com. Great site. Like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games, personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity, Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance, whether you'll want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And we'll tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times today, along with a few showers or thunderstorms around as well. Highs reach about 72 with a west wind staying breezy. With isolated showers tonight, we'll head back to a low of around 46. Right now it's 63.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you here on this Monday show. Hey, folks, say you're just driving along in your pickup. You go, you stop over and over and over again. Overtime causes your pickup's internal parts to wear, costing you money to replace parts or to buy a whole new truck. Well, constant starting and stopping is the same technology used in electric pivots, and over time, causing breakdowns, lost time, and money. Time here in 2013 to make the change to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation. For continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste, and for years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, and most importantly, it makes life easier on you. No hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. No more time, money, or water to waste. The choice is simple with a hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems. You can discover the difference, folks, by visiting your local T&L dealer or go online at TLIRR.com. It's T&L, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Well, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, continuing our recap of the state track meet with the championship coach who I had to ask him, what does he do with all those plaques? They keep getting them. I said, have you found room for the next trophy? And Roger Matheson of Kearney High joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Roger, congratulations. That was kind of close.
It's starting to make me mad. Back in the old days, they just let us win by 30 or 40. Now they're trying to beat us, so we may have to change our tactics a little bit.
Were you ever nervous?
Hey, I'm nervous when we win by 50. Jimmy knows what that's like. No, I think every coach is saying, you're talking to Dwayne a little bit ago. I can remember a few years back, Marcus Witterjohn ran for UNL, was a great runner at UNL. I remember coming to one time after the season was over, he said, Coach, are you aware that no team ever came within 100 of us all year? And, well, we set the state track meet scoring record. And I honestly did not know it. I did not know that, you know, there's eight, at least we go usually eight or ten teams. The second place team, no one came within 100 of us all year. I didn't even know it. we're always worried about getting beat. That's the way it is, I think. It's human nature.
Hey, Roger, what you've done over your career, though, it's really amazing. Oh, I think Oakland Craig one time in golf, Class C golf, won like 13 consecutive state championships. And I thought, boy, that's something amazing. I mean, how can that ever be duplicated or anything? But, you know, that's just really amazing how many times you've won that. And it really kind of, to me, it was really important to get off to that good start. I think it was in the shot put, maybe, where you really didn't. Go ahead and talk a little bit about your weights, if you would.
I will say, you know, when I went back to the room after the first day, I was talking to the kids about the meet, and I made a statement. I said, you know, George Allen, talk about this year and next year, what coaches typically do are kids. And I said, George Allen, the old football coach of Redskins, used to say, the future is now. And strangely enough, Isaac Brown and the guys had been in the motel, and they just watched a program with George Allen. And they just heard the quote. They go, what is that? The good Lord playing a trick on us? He said, Coach, you talk about George Allen. What makes a good coach? I said, you know, I tell what makes a good coach. Talent. It's amazing what talent will do for a coach's IQ. And so when you talk about, you know, how much we've won over the years, it still boils down to the people you put out on the floor. Kind of like back in the days when I was assistant basketball coach at Shelton, we put Greg Gould and Jeff Brady on the floor, and we whipped up on Fred Reed and the Gibbon boys, Jimmy Langan and Randy Gard, I believe.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you lost
that.
That's
going back a few years, huh? I even remember that Randy Gard's name.
But, I can't believe it. You know, you guys did whip up on us, but if I'm not mistaken, I think you guys lost in the district semifinals when you were ranked number two in the state.
Yeah, that's because Jeb was sick, man. You know, I always told our kids, all the time I coached basketball, even though I was at Kearney High for a few years, the assistant, Coach Norblay was sitting down the far end to work on defense. I was kind of like you, never played any defense, all about offense. So I said, you know, if Lang is in the game, make sure you get the ball down low. Get the ball down low.
That's probably true.
Anyway, I'm looking off that. But,
yeah, if we could change the subject to the state track, that'd really help me.
Yeah, when we went to Ravenna, a kid named Ryerson wasn't too bad either.
No, that's
right. I would say you're exactly right. When we went down, we knew that there are certain areas we're going to rely on very heavily. And obviously the shot put is one of them. And like I was saying the other day, guys like Luke McNeil, I mean, you're talking about a kid who has a great deal of athletic ability. He's not the average guy walking up and down the hallway here. And so with him and Jackson Gannon, who are both, you know, going to go on to play college football, and then Phil Kreitzer got fourth for us, and he's going to go to Seward Concordia, all three going to compete in athletics and college. I mean, those aren't average kids. They're big kids, they're strong kids, they're aggressive kids. And so, yeah, it really got us off to a really good start. And then we went to the 2-mile relay. We ran 8:01. I'll tell you honestly, guys, that's the time that would typically win. But it's all relative to who's in the event. We had a kid run a 150, 154, 155 split in there who has been running 157, 158. And they come back the next day and run 153. So I think that and then Caleb placed in a triple jump. We really got off to a good start. We want to be between 30 and 35 points. The kids know what we needed. And when we did that, obviously, it kind of got us going the right direction.
Talking with Kearney track coach Roger Matheson here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. 83 points, 75 for Pius, 73 for Papillion La Vista. Roger, I know that you said 70 might get it done. You were kind of hoping 70. Were you surprised how close, or was there an event that maybe really changed up the points and got the other two teams on your tail?
You know, I don't know how to answer that. I think that when I was talking to Buck after the first day, yeah, he said, you know, what do you think is going to win? And I said, I think it's a foot race to 80. And I think it was going to be those four teams that close with two events left? I don't know if I thought that. But we knew that when you're like Papio and Pius, they score in, like you mentioned earlier, with big hitters. I mean, they were coming in 10, 10, 10. I really haven't gone back and looked. I think Papio and Pius both won five events. That's pretty amazing to win five events in the state meet and not win the meet, in particular in Class A, where there aren't as many teams, and so the number of points to score are typically a little higher if they're not split up quite so much.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, because in Class D or Class C, you know, you got one hitter, and it makes a big difference with 60 teams running around. That's right.
Here in town, maybe a Rada boy from Elm Creek a few years ago, and, of course, everybody knows Tony Little was kind of a legendary guy from Mullen. In the smaller schools, there are more schools, and so the points get split up. And so you better be careful when you start giving up too many tens. I can tell you that. Maybe with 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. But I will tell you, I have to laugh because people talk about the state record, the sprint relay, the Papillion, say, hey, that's terrific. I'm all for them. And Millard West, you know, they set the state record in the mile relay. Now, 3:16, that's not exactly staying around. Maybe Jimmy back in the old days at Gibbon, he was pretty tough on the anchor. But that's pretty fast. But, you know, I looked at the state charts this morning, and I had a smile because, let me think here, what did it say? It had, I think Pius had eight guys in the state charts. I think Northwest had nine. I think Papio had 10, and we had 18. And so people see them as having the big hitters because they're getting first. Our big hitters might not have been getting first, but we were scoring everywhere. And so, hence the success we had down the line.
I did want to ask you, you kind of touched on it, I did want to ask you about what it's like watching a special athlete like Kenzo Cotton and do what he did. Do you get a chance to, do you keep an eye on that, Roger, or do you have to focus on your team the whole time, or do you let yourself let the eye wander a little bit?
I think I sometimes wonder what it's like for most people to go to the state track meet, because we typically qualify somebody in every event, and we'd probably be surprised how little the state meet I see.
Yeah.
I'm going from one place to another. I'm driving the kids back and forth to the motel. We're kind of micromanagers, to say the least. But, going from one event to another, you would be surprised. And I know you'll never believe this one, but I never watched Kenzo Cotton run. when they ran the 100, I was watching Isaac. I was watching Gilly. I see where he finished. And in the 200, I was watching Isaac Brown and Gillen again. I really did not watch Cotton. I know it sounds hard to believe, but that's the reality of it.
No, it's true. It's true. I guess we'll let you out of here with this one, Roger, a little bit. Kind of a two-part question here. A, the fans will want to know if you're going to be right there at the top again next year. And you touched on it a little bit. You got to have talent. Great coaches have great talent. But, it's not in the water here at Kearney. There's something that's going on. There's something that your entire coaching staff does that constantly for 20-plus years keeps these kids running in the summer. We joke about it all the time. We see them the next day running down the road trying to stay in shape. There's got to be a one little philosophy that maybe you can share with some other track coaches. Why? Why does Kearney continue to be so successful?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that. I would say this. I've been out there for 35 years. Had I known that we were going to be state champion this year, I don't know if I would still be up there. Because when I leave, I don't want to leave when we're on the bottom. I want to leave when Kearney High is really good. I had no idea that we were going to be this good this year. We knew we were going to be good, but state champions, what would make you think when you're the 21st biggest school in the state that you're going to be state champion? In particular, not in all sports, but in football, basketball, and track, sports that take big numbers of kids, where the urban areas really dominate. Nothing would make you think that you have the right to be state champions. But I think you can argue all you want, but tradition does count for something. And I've been pretty fortunate. We've had really good coaches. It means a lot to our kids. It means a lot to the community. If you saw my mailbox, if you saw my emails, if you saw my text, when the meet was over, my phone just ding, 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 ding. It just means, it's kind of hard to explain. It just means a lot to a lot of people. It means a lot to our kids. Whether or not we can sustain it, I don't know. But all I know is it's going to take, we've won 122 meets in a row during the year, so it's going to take somebody 20 years to beat that record. And we won 15 state championships. It's really, I don't think it's a testament to anything other than the whole package. To think that, I tell my kids all the time, Warren Buffett could build a $80 million school in Omaha. He could build a $150 million school in Omaha. But they can't duplicate what you guys have done. So, I don't know. You guys probably have a better feel for it than I do. But I look at myself as being the head coach. I just been very fortunate coming into a situation where I've had great assistant coaches. But a lot of it is, again, now I'm going to sound corny, but to think that you have better people year in and year out, that, of course, would be ludicrous. I think our kids somehow be able to get a lot out of themselves, and sometimes I think that's what coaching is. It's not that what we do here is not rocket science, but getting the kids to get a lot out of themselves, they're still the ones that get done. And so sometimes it's more of a human nature thing than it is an athletic thing, I think. But whatever's happening, it's going pretty well for us, and I think we're all kind of the benefactors of it. We're very appreciative of it, I can tell you that.
Hey, Roger, there's a couple things. One thing I think that you're really good at is you take good athletes, not great athletes, but good athletes, and you get them to get fourth and fifth in some of these events. Let's be honest. You get a kid like Drew Anderson, who should have been the high school player of the year. He wasn't.
Don't get me wrong. That's one of the low lights of my career is what he got. That didn't happen. You're right.
Yeah, okay. But but your kid like that, he's just a great athlete. And probably wherever he goes to school, he's going to have some success. But,
yes, sir.
But you did a great job, but you are wrong about one thing, and that is I can't play defense when the game in the fourth quarter. Don't put the ball down low on me because you ain't going to score on me in the fourth. So, see you later. Good talking to you, Roger.
Roger, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations once again, and can't wait to do it again. It's always fun.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you guys. We appreciate, really, all the support from a lot of people. It really, I don't, again, want to sound like the typical coach speak here, but the numbers of Kearney people down there, I mean, you're there, it truly is staggering. It's I got to tell you one real quick story.
You're
probably out of time, but real quickly. My wife works for Doug Christensen, and he was coming in, and he told Bev he evidently listened to the news on TFAB, which I guess when you're into the political world, you don't listen to what's going on in Omaha, but he had fired off a note to Bev at my wife's estate meet, and the Fremont coach said the same thing to my ball coach, that Jim Rose was on the radio at KFAB, and they both, like I say, Doug told Bev and the Fremont coach told Bob Tavisser that Jim Rose the other day said, well, state track meets going on here today. Anybody, how many of you guys are going to go down to the first day of the annual Kearney High School track invitational? My first day, I'll laugh. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to hear that. But anyway, people expect us to do well. I mean, I like all of us. I think our kids, it means a lot to them. It means a lot to the community. And I think conduct themselves in a great manner. And somehow we've been able to do it. Whatever has happened, has happened. But they can't take that away from us. And it's been good for a lot of people.
Well, Raj, keep up the good work and get moved into that house now, okay?
Yeah. Well, I got a little ways to go here. They got me painting here. So.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to work. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you, Raj. Roger Matheson, head coach of the Kearney High Tracksters. Oh, my goodness. And they had good weather this weekend, and that's always nice. Now, it's not always nice. We don't always have good weather. And that's why at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, they're continuing their hail sale. Over the spring, there's been a little bit of hail, and it did ding up a few of the vehicles. Not real bad, so you don't have to worry about that. But anytime that happens, there's some really good discounts, along with the Midway discount that you receive every day on pre-owned vehicles. And of course, right now they are still the only dealer to give you 1.9% for 72 months on new vehicles in the listening area. That's with approved credit on all their new Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles. Check out their inventory online, thinkmidway.com. It's Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The hail sale continues South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Take us on the run, baby. Download the Android app from the Google Play Store and get connected with Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. No more post-sunset or pre-sunrise fade. We're loud and digitally clear. Log in to the Google Play Store. Type in ESPN Superstation to find and download to your mobile. ESPN Superstation on your iPhone, too.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times today, along with a few showers or thunderstorms around as well. Highs reach about 72 with a west wind staying breezy. With isolated showers tonight, we'll head back to a low of around 46. Right now, it's 63.
Have fun with Lucas Duda's last name. The obvious Duda, but it's better to go the Harry Carey route. Duda backwards is a dud. Ball one. Duda. What do you suppose what ethnicity is reflected in the name Duda? Do not know. There's a dude. Swing and a miss. One and one.
According to the Google machine, the Magyar Duda or Hungarian Duda is the traditional bagpipe of Hungary. Maybe it's Hungarian in origin. Here, Duda, name meaning Polish, Ukrainian, Czech, and Slovak.
Uh-oh. Base hit.
Let the game interrupt my research on the name Duda. A nickname for a player of the bagpipes. So there you go. Okay. We're going to go with that. That's one big bagpipe player. He's a big Duda dude.
Really? Thank you to the Chicago Cubs announcers who obviously aren't following a good ball club. So they talking about my cousin Lucas Duda, of course, who plays for the Mets. See, Jimmy, I've told this a few times. Duda is Polish. It doesn't say ski. But I'm half Polish, half Bohemian, so I'm all screwed up. That's the story there. That's why I'm just so messed up.
Doug, I don't know what I'd do if you weren't here. I mean, could you imagine trying to run the show with all the advertisements and stuff? I'm just sitting here, and you're running the thing. So I'm telling you right now.
Producer Jeff.
Hey, I definitely know who the top guy is between the two of us, and it's you.
I am all messed up.
So I guarantee you at this job.
That is good stuff. So I'm a bagpipe player. I'm going to have to work on that. I didn't know that.
Hey, you know what?
Full air.
Hey,
I like a bagpipe.
You know how you're talking about athletes and you do things? Hey, Lucas Horn was a name we forgot about. I mean, yeah. I'm sure we can think about 100, but I think Lucas Horn had a really, from Overton that one year, had a really good track meet. You're talking about individuals that
could win.
Roger Matheson was talking about, things. And I'm sure we've missed some others, but if anybody wants to, text and get us in there and we'll try to remember the names. But yeah, there's been a couple. Billy O'Rada had that thing won, and then somebody threw a baton after the race and disqualified a team and moved him up, cost Billy O'Rada the state track meet. That was like in 1975, which is an amazing story.
Yeah, I was there when Lucas Horn scored. I think he had one teammate. It was him and another teammate. One year, I think it was just him. And of course, all that is over at Overton High School. But what a meet he had! He was a whale of a 400 runner, and the things that he did in the different events, pretty amazing as well. And Kenzo Cotton breaks the all-time state record at the state track meet when everybody gets to see it at 10.41. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, and I believe Roger when he said he didn't get to see him run because he's only on the track for 10 seconds. You know, where I think. Remember that Carlene Erickson? Carlene Erickson? Yeah. Where was she from? Help me.
Erickson?
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
Carlene Erickson. But she is from Erickson. But, hey, she used to run the 3,200 and the 1,600. So she was out there for a long time. You had to watch her run. She was so far in front. She'd lap everybody.
Oh, and
yeah, it was amazing.
Still stands today.
Who's in third? Who's in second? We didn't even know, you know. It was amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Running for Wheeler Central back in the day. And speaking of Kenzo Cotton, following along on Twitter, Papillion's Kenzo Cotton says that Scott Frost came by today to visit him. Of course, offensive coordinator with the Oregon Ducks. It looks like Alabama, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Stanford, Ohio State have already made contact with Kenzo Cotton. Of course, his dad obviously played for the Huskers, but that'll be a story to follow, and he's not even a senior yet. So Kenzo's got a lot of career left ahead of him and is going to be probably the next great athlete out of the state of Nebraska. And if you've got the all-time 100, then you could be one of the all-time great athletes if he can keep his everything going like any young athlete, young student has to do, kid.
That's interesting, isn't it? You know, I'll tell you what. Luke McNitz had a great career here at Kearney High. Great quarterback in football. He goes one. He wins the gold medal in the discus. I think he was second in the shot put. I might have got that incorrect, but I think he won the gold medal in the discus and was second in the shot put.
Won them both.
I think he. I'm talking about the gold medal.
Oh, the all class.
All class gold medal. I think
Bajada from Howells Dodge.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Talk about what he did in football too. You know, he had a great career here at Kearney High.
Yeah, going on to UNK, they've got a good one, and we've got our poll question for you today. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the weekend was: which team will win the Grizzlies-Spurs Western Conference Final? I believe I said Spurs in five, and 53% of you said Spurs in six or seven. 27% said the Spurs in 4 or 5, and 20% of you took the Grizzlies. Now, of course, yesterday was a beatdown, San Antonio over the Grizzlies, so I still feel pretty good about my prediction in 5. Now, how about the other side? Heat Pacers. Which team will win the Heat Pacers Eastern Conference Final? This is no doubt to me. I'm taking, since one of the choices is 4 or 5 games for the Heat, that's what I'm taking. Again, Miami's going to win the whole thing. So they are the most dominant. I assume you're kind of close to that as well, Jimmy?
Well, you know, you and I talked about this on February 22nd. And I'm sure you're going to play this back one of these days after we got the Duda thing. And then you decided to you pick six horses in the Preakness and just happened to show the one that you picked and play it back. So I'm sure we'll go. But you and I definitely went out there.
You're figuring it out
now, aren't you? San Antonio. I said, where'd go? Hey, they were 5-1. And you took the 4-5 favorite in Miami. So, I mean, let's.
But you can only cash one ticket, and that's the winner.
That's a good point.
Learned that a long time ago.
Unless you bet Quinellas.
Oh, my. Yeah, the good old days, Quinellas. By the way, folks, want to remind you to go to our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of the high school sporting news throughout the entire year. And we've got some photos on there of all the sports. But, again, we're back from state track. There are a ton of photos out there everywhere from Kearney and Hastings and Kearney Catholic, but all the schools from Blue Hill to Cozad, you're going to find probably somebody you know on there, maybe your son or daughter, and take a look at them, download them, do what you want. They're free. That's what we do. And they're on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some great, great photos up there from this weekend's state track meet because there were just so many great performances.
Hey, you know, but forgot one. Got to get this one in. Pole vault. Steve Cahoy, yep. One. I think his brother, Kevin Cahoy, two, yep. In the all-class gold. I think their dad was pretty successful in the gymnastics, wasn't he?
He was okay.
Okay.
We've had him on the show before. He was awesome. Awesome interview. Obviously still there taking care of business in Grand Island, of course. He just had the bad timing to qualify for the Olympics when the U.S. boycotted. But of all the events, when do you start to pole vault? When do you learn? I mean, you can jump over a hurdle and you can run. Everything else is running, jumping, throwing. This is a little bit different animal.
Listen, you and I do not do the pole vault. That's something you and I do not try. We do not get on a trampoline or the pole vault. There's a couple things you and I just are right away. We know right away we cannot do this.
It's
one.
A bad idea.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
A real bad idea. The steeplechase is probably out.
let's finish the show off with a couple other things in the world of sports here. Finally, on the high school side, the state tennis tournament wrapped up as well Friday afternoon, and Omaha Scut wins B. Elkhorn South was second. Grand Island Central Catholic was third. Kearney Catholic fifth. Holdridge seventh. Hastings High ninth. So congratulations to those athletes bringing home second-place medals, both of the Kearney Catholic doubles teams, Lauren and Michelle Messbarger, and Shayla Connor and Morgan Studi, other medalists, Sadie Gehring of Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Golka and Alexandra Reich of Central Catholic, and Annie Almond of Holdridge, all bringing home medals. Class A, Omaha Marion wins at Westside. The runner-up, Kearney and Grand Island, finished in a tie for 10th. Baseball. Hopefully that spanking that was put on Nebraska on Wednesday will be the last one that they have, or Saturday will be the last one they have to absorb, because now they play Michigan for the fourth time in a row as they draw them in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Indiana wins the first baseball title since 1932. They're the number one seed, Ohio State the number two seed, so they, of course, will receive first round byes. Minnesota will play Illinois at noon on Wednesday, followed by Nebraska and Michigan at 3:35. You'll hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. It's on the Big Ten Network. If Nebraska wins, then they would get Ohio State on Thursday, and if they lose, you just don't want to lose, because the way the Big Ten bracket is set up, you lose on Wednesday, you have to, seven games? You'd have to win seven games between Thursday and Saturday to win the Big Ten tournament, and it's just impossible to do.
Unless you have a really good bullpen, and I just, you know, after watching the other night, you know, that giving up 20 runs.
Too many.
Indiana. Hard to win that, you know, 22-20.
That's hard in softball. Speaking of softball, Nebraska heads to the Super Regional for the first time ever, because those were instituted in 2005. It's their first regional championship since 2002. Nebraska at Oregon, Saturday night at 7, turn right around Sunday at 2. This is all designated by television because it will be on ESPNU. Jordan Hooper, Nebraska women's basketball All-American, is one of 12 players that will compete in the Women's World University Games. The roster had 31 invited. She's one of the 12. She'll get to go to Russia July 8th through the 15th. Sherry Cole of Oklahoma is the coach of that team. American Legion Baseball has begun for some teams. It starts tonight for Kearney Post 52 and Runza as they take on Hastings up at Memorial Field at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. And I meant to bring this up to Paul Reinertsen, but his son Jordan has been named Academic All-District golfing down at the University of Nebraska. Are you working the Danger game Friday?
Yes, I am.
Get ready, buddy, because it's the same. They're playing Wyoming Calvary 2 weeks in a row. This Friday they're playing them. Last Friday, 82-53.
I hope there were no ejections. No ejections. I hope the game went really smooth. 82-53.
Yeah, that's just 135 points, Jimmy.
But it still went under.
So there you go. And one other note, it looks like the first men's basketball game at the new Pinnacle Bank Arena will be Florida Gulf Coast taking on Nebraska. I kind of forgot that Nebraska played Florida Gulf Coast just a couple of years ago. They won it by one. I guess that kind of showed you at the time that this was a not necessarily up-and-coming program, but it was a no-name school that kind of put up a name. Probably should have beat Nebraska that night. But Dunk City is coming to Lincoln.
That'd be fun to watch, won't it?
I think so.
Are you going to be there?
It depends what the date is. I might have a high school game here.
You probably will.
Pretty good chance. They do like to play on Sunday, so maybe we'll see. And, of course, starting in November with the football playoffs, maybe that'll work in there as well. So there you go. Jimmy, we didn't even get a chance to get to him, but I printed off the week one college football spreads. Nebraska's a 21.5-point favorite over Wyoming. Who you got?
I'm taking Wyoming plus the 21.5.
Yikes. There it is. Early prediction on May the 20th.
I just said plus 21.5. I think I might be able to get 23 if I wait long enough.
There you go. There you go. Jimmy Langan, thanks so much. We'll see you Friday, man.
Yeah, you bet.
We want to thank everyone that joined us on the show today, including Paul Reinertsen, Gibbon Golf Coach, and our state track championship coaches, Roger Matheson, Kearney High Boys, Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic Girls. A whole lot more. Damon Day's in with me tomorrow. More on the Big Ten Baseball Tournament. We'll see you then on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.